Thanks for listening to this podcast. During the month of March, we're joining forces with all the biggest podcasters to help spread the word about podcasting and asking you, our listeners, to tell a friend what podcasting is, how to listen, and what your favorite shows are. Share your picks on social media using the hashtag TryPod, as in try podcasting. So go ahead, share your love of podcasts with a friend and hashtag TryPod.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. All right, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
This ketchup story, that this couple was arrested after they pretended he murdered his fiance. He poured ketchup over, took some pictures. Let's talk about this and see if you think they should really be put in prison. I'm going to play this audio clip.
A graphic scene of a woman dead in a bathtub. After getting the call, Sandusky police sent every available unit to the Meg Street address, expecting a horrific crime scene, but instead, they were told it was all a hoax. Police say it was perpetrated by 29-year-old Micah Reisner, shown here from an earlier arrest, along with his girlfriend, Natalie Schlett, who are now both charged with inducing panic.
Okay, so here's what happened. They did this joke, and it was a Facebook post, and they put ketchup all over her and act like she had been chopped her, and so they sent it to friends as like a joke.
Mm-hmm. And he sent the message that said, I woke up and I don't remember doing this, but she's dead.
Oh my gosh.
So who called 911?
One of the friends.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they shouldn't be in trouble.
Who shouldn't be?
The people that posted it. I think that's funny.
Wait, but also the people that called 911 shouldn't be in trouble.
They're not in trouble. Okay.
One should be in trouble.
I mean, they got arrested for inducing panic. The thing that made me go, okay, it showed a picture of him in his other crime photo. So obviously he's not making good decisions in general because he's been arrested before.
I heard that part.
But he just gets let off of community service, right?
Yeah, because it's because it's a joke. it's a joke. That's it.
Yeah. I felt like it was a little arresty.
a little too much arresty.
A little too arresty. Like, they go, they check it out. I know they had to use men to get there.
Sure.
But they're not the ones who called in the police.
Correct.
Their friends did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about that and get that. Lunchbox thinks it's hilarious.
Of course he does.
You know those friends freaked out, though.
Like, yes.
Oh, I'd freak out.
everyone. And I'm probably going 911.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This dad goes up to the airlines. Like, hey, I'm going to get on my flight. Like, hey, your kid is too big. Like, you have to buy a ticket for your kid. He's never had to buy a ticket for his kid before. And he's like, I don't know what to do. I don't have the money for it.
Yeah.
You've never charged me before. So a stranger who remained anonymous paid for the ticket.
Crazy.
And then walked off. Was it a ticket ghost?
No.
Wow. you can't prove it wasn't. How about that? So someone paid for the kid's ticket, $749, because it was day of.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that, though? Like, there's that fine line of when your kid has to turn to, like, a real-life paid kid. Eddie, you're 3-year-old. Has he ever flown?
Yeah, he flew once, and we were like, I remember when he was about to turn, I guess 2 is the age. We were like, we need to get another flight, because this is it. This is the only time he's going to fly for free, but we didn't do it. Now we pay for him.
Now you have to?
Yeah.
But have you ever had to?
One time we did it for free.
But I'm saying you've never had to pay for him.
This one time we've paid for him.
Yeah.
One time.
So you've flown twice with him.
We've flown twice with him, once free, one paid.
My boy, I got to break it down for him.
Yeah.
You
got
to draw it out here. All right. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in weather news. 4 states of emergency being declared. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland. 2 feet of snow is possible. In Ohio, near Dayton, 2 universities were put on lockdown after an armed robbery and gunfire. 1 female was wounded with non-life-threatening injuries. No one else was injured. The weapon was recovered. Any information, please contact authorities. And finally, get those brackets filled out. The play-in games get underway tonight.
We're in the studio this morning, right? And Boston has a ton of snow, and D.C. has a ton of snow, and the whole Northeast getting hammered by snow. And it's a little bit cold here, but nothing crazy. They walk in the studio, and Lunchbox's hoodie is over his head, and he's got it tied. Eddie's complaining, I'm just over it. And I'm like, guys, you have no idea. Like, the whole Northeast is getting pounded, and they're in the studio crying about how it's like 40.
Unnecessary.
Here's the deal. Here in Nashville, we got pounded on Saturday, so they're getting what we got.
We didn't get pounded.
Oh.
We got like a dusting that went away after 4 hours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So shout out to everybody up east because they're getting hit by a nor'easter. And we're down here, and it's just a little chilly. Like, I asked my Alexa this morning. I said, hey, what's the weather? And they were like, she's like, it's chilly.
Your but, Alexa? You
know, yeah. No, what's yeah, Alexa. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Last night, I said, Alexa. And then I said, lamps off. And all of a sudden, she started slamming Johann Sebastian Bach.
What?
And I was like, what's happening? Now playing Johann Sebastian Bach. You're confused. Amy, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
High of 70 and... in Austin. Bobby
Bones Show. All right, time for your good news here for Tuesday. It's called Tell Me Something Good. Tell me something good. All right, Amy, you're up.
Well, this is pretty cool. Shout out to Denver Parks and Rec because they're putting homeless people to work and helping them get back on their feet. They pretty much hire them for like small jobs, but they give them an opportunity to have a full-time job if they do well. And they set them up with a bank account and housing and just make sure that they have opportunity to get back on their feet. So I love it.
Lunchbox.
15 years ago, Drew Gooden said, I'm leaving college early to go to the NBA. He was a junior. He made millions and millions of dollars. This May, he'll walk across the stage just like he promised his mom and dad he would do.
That's cool. I mean, because really, you leave school if you can make money.
Yeah, and he made millions of dollars.
He made a promise. That's cool. That's cool. A mountain climber fell 2,000 feet. And he went down, he fell, and he broke a bunch of bones, and he couldn't get out. And so he built, like, first of all, he built, like, this snow pyramid to live in because conditions were so bad. And then he basically drug himself far enough along the creek bed, and he yelled, and a runner heard him. And then said, I wonder if that's the guy that went missing. It was.
Wow.
Called. They got him out of there and saved his life. He had frostbite, a broken elbow, a broken pelvis.
What?
The fall broke off of a chunk of his helmet because he fell 2,000 feet. He's at the university in Denver. But, and they're still trying to save like his fingers and stuff, but he's alive. He fell out with all this broken and built like a hut, an ice hut, so like the wind and stuff wouldn't blow on him.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the runner who was out running in the cold heard him yelling, went and found him because he knew there was someone missing in the woods, and now he's gonna live.
That's good.
That's a crazy story. There you go, there's your good news.
Bobby Bones.
What'd you do yesterday? I mean, anything cool?
No, not cool.
You mean your
you?
Monday wasn't filled with total awesomeness?
No, it wasn't.
I practiced piano a little bit. I watched an episode of The Walking Dead, so I'm still one back. And then I watched Lunchbox tweet about The Bachelor last night.
Woo! Is that how you followed along?
Yeah, because I wondered. Too. I just don't know this Nick Vail guy, and I don't know any of the girls except Corinne, and I don't even know her except from GIFs on Twitter. And so, but everybody was into it. And I think that's a show that you can talk about without going spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
But Robin didn't win?
No, Vanessa won.
Raven.
Raven. Okay. Yeah. The bird name didn't win.
Yeah, I don't know who Robin is, but...
Vanessa won, right?
Yes.
And so I have a clip here of Vanessa. And this, the proposal, I listened to the audio. And again, all I know is just listening to this, it seems awkward, right?
It was very awkward.
Vanessa Grimaldi, will you marry me?
One, it sounds like he's been drinking, and two, she sounds like Chewbacca. Like, I don't know what's going on
well,
there.
Well, they were both ugly crying.
Yeah?
Because they were so excited.
Were they?
I don't know. I feel like they hate each other.
I was reading that on Twitter that it looked very awkward.
Oh, after the final rose, they were just, it seemed like they fight all the time, and she was mad about him dating other women at the same time as he was dating her.
Oh, my
On
goodness.
This show? Where
yes.
you date other women at the same time?
Yeah, she was just like, I couldn't believe he was telling her that, and... So some days are harder than others, and
yeah,
yeah.
Ed, did you watch?
I did.
Oh boy,
I laughed the entire time.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
one tear.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Jason Aldean posted a video of himself in the studio saying he is recording his 8th album. Some are saying it seems a little soon because his last album, They Don't Know, just came out in September. But obviously nobody's going to be complaining. We don't have an official date on when this new one will be out. Hanson is preparing for a 25th anniversary tour. Kind of makes you feel a little bit old, maybe, depending on who you are. Technically, it's been 20 years since M-Bop came out, but they've been performing together for 25 years. I'm Amy, that's 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oklahoma. A man is in hot water after he went out to go to work, and there was an ambulance blocking his car. He's like, man, I really got to go to work. I don't want to be late. So he went over and asked the paramedics, hey, can you move the ambulance? And they said, no, sir, we're helping a patient. He got in the ambulance, moved it a few spots, got in the car, and drove away.
No, he didn't. No.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day. The Bobby
Bones Show. Yesterday, we're doing the show, having a good time, laughs are had, and we play this clip back at Lunchbox, and he calls Jason Aldean's realtor. He's like, hey, I'm trying to get that farm. The weird thing was you said your name was Jason, and his name is Jason. That's a little confusing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either until I heard it back. It was like, hey, it's Jason. I'm here to buy the farm. But Lunchbox uses the fake name of Jason when he calls places.
That's his alias?
It's his alias. Yeah, I guess. And he calls and makes a bid on Jason Aldean's farm that was going for over $4 million, right?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, how you doing today, man? I just came across this farm that's for sale for like $4 point something million. I just got a few questions for you.
All right, sure.
Yeah, my name's Jason. I'm a businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. And my wife and I have been looking for a place. And, I mean, this is absolutely beautiful. So you got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Do you got a few minutes? I'd like to inquire about your multi-million dollar farm. Can you spare me a few? Yeah. What if he said no? I'm good.
Okay, cool.
And so Lunchbox starts to use Aldean lyrics in talking to this guy.
Does it have a paved driveway or does it have a dirt road I'll be chilling on?
Man, it's a gravel road. It's a gravel road all the way back into it, and then it's gravel once you get in the gates.
Okay. And then I see, does it have a fireplace? I see a chimney. It looks like a chimney coming out of it. How safe is that chimney? Because I don't want my kids burning it down.
Oh, yeah. You can put as much wood in that one as you want.
All right. So far, Lunchbox has used two Aldean song lyrics. You know, chilling down, dirt road.
Yeah. Dirt road anthem.
Yeah. And then, but you can't really go dirt road anthem. Right. Like, that's a tough one.
Right.
He's like, what do I want to play my dirt road anthem? I'm drive that. But, and then he's got burning it down.
Right.
So I don't know if the guy's caught on yet. Like, I think he's starting to catch on.
It's a, yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I just want to make sure it's safe because, you know, kids, sometimes they burn it down. They're burning it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, I got a, you know, I see like where you can put like, go-karts or something. It looks like a little covered awning. Does it have a big barn where I can put my big green tractor?
All right, there we go. Another one. Big green tractor. I think he's on to it now.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got plenty of room.
Okay, one last thing. I like to have, you know, big parties. I'm thinking about 200 people. Do you think 200 people could fit in that thing? Because that's my kind of party.
200 people in the house?
Yeah, because that's my kind of party.
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool, man. Well, I really appreciate, you know, businessman making business deals, trying to get that money, talk it over with the wife, and we'll be in touch.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
He knows you have no way to buy that house.
Totally.
So, Aldean texted me yesterday, and it's all that laughy, smiley face with tears coming out of it. Yeah. That's all it is. It's a whole row of teary laughs. And that's it.
That's great.
That was Aldean's emotion from hearing that. He listens to the show. Here's Aldean, by the way. He was on the way because he's working on a new album, his eighth album. Jason Aldean posted this yesterday on Twitter.
All right, so we're in the studio, day one, filming the eighth album. And got some pretty cool stuff we're kicking off here with.
Well, I'm still waiting for
I'm in the control room with these guys yelling. Can't wait for you guys to hear it.
So that was an update from Jason Aldean. And his farm's not sold yet.
We tried.
We tried to buy it, yeah. The chair competition's gotten a little weird around here. Awesome, but weird. It's a hashtag chair competition. And Morgan, our main producer, said she got a call from someone yesterday. Do we want to say who it is or do we not want to say who it is, Morgan?
I don't want to say who it is.
Oh. Oh, okay. So it's got to be, like, what happened was we have old chairs in the studio. Like, I'm talking about two morning shows before us had the same chairs. And so a long time ago, I was like, I need a new chair. My back's killing me. Well, then everybody on the show starts to go, well, you know what? My back's killing me, too. So
it's true, though.
Fine. So, but mine's old. Will you guys admit mine's the oldest and most?
Yours is the oldest.
It's the oldest and most.
For sure.
Yeah, you win.
It's even discolored.
It's supposed to be black, but it's brown and like the leg thing's broken. And so we start to go, well, I guess if our company's not going to buy us chairs, we'll just ask for artist sponsors. So we went around the room and I said, I'd like Garth. And Eddie said Tim McGraw, and Lunchbox said Carrie Underwood, and Rascal Flatts for Nada, and Ray said Kip Moore, and Amy said Derek Bentley. And so it just goes all the way around. Well, then Carrie Underwood's first up, but she sends that chair to Lunchbox.
Feels great.
I'm sitting in it right now.
Loving life, guys. Loving life. I don't know what you're complaining about. Chair competition, I consider it over.
Well, then Dirks comes in and measures for a specialty chair for Amy. I don't have that yet. But somebody else called yesterday.
Yeah, somebody else reached out, and they want to come in, inspect the workplace, inspect the current chair, and get one personalized for this person.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be a huge competition.
I love it.
This is going to turn into something big, and I'm going to end up in a king's throne. Or nothing.
That's true.
But, yeah, well, I'm excited to see it go this way. And so is the company.
It's just getting a little too dirty, though. Like, the competition,
like
you know.
Challenge.
Yesterday, Dirks tweeted out, he said, "Hey, I think Tim McGraw is going to buy this chair for Eddie," and it was one of those balls.
Balance balls.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, that you can see that on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see all the artists start to talk mess to each other about who's going to make the best chair. I think there may be a disadvantage to going get in first, Lunchbox.
I'm not going to complain, Carrie. You did great. No complaints.
You tried to bail on her, though. Like, you tried to leave her.
Well, you guys had me convinced that I wasn't going to get a chair, but she was the first one to step up, and, you know, she made my back feel so much better, and I thank her now, and years from now, my back thanks her, and I won't have to use a cane anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad. That cane, that's tough.
Scary.
It is.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Got some cool stuff happening. This morning, in about an hour or so, I'll finally get to give you guys the idea of what's going on in my life as far as me running for political office. I've talked about it for a while. I haven't made a huge deal about it, but we get to kind of end the speculation about an hour or so, so hopefully you can hang around. On Thursday's show, we'll have a full hour concert from Thomas Rhett. Him and the band coming in. It's our fourth birthday party. Everybody's wondering and so Thomas Rhett doing a whole show. That'll be cool. I bet she does that song. I bet she does this song too. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night. So there's that. That'll be Thursday. Is your hand in my hand. Baby, I could die a happy man. Tuesday's top five right now. These are the biggest five songs in country music. Number five is Lauren Elena, Road Less Travel. If you trust your rebel heart, riding into battle, don't be afraid. Take the road less travel. Wear out your boots and kick up the gravel. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled on. Oh, 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 oh. Number four is Luke Bryan, Fast.
Fast.
Fast. Number three, Michael Ray. Kiss a little more, think a little less. Think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. Get you out of this bar, out of that. Number two, Dirt on My Boots from John Party. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. And the number one song on radio last week was Brad Paisley, Today. Unless his wife's crying over The Bachelor last night.
Oh my goodness, so embarrassing.
Why were you embarrassed? It was just you two, right?
Yeah, but I tweeted it out to the world so they would know, and I could not believe she cried because she's watching it, and he rejects the first girl, and she starts crying. She goes, "I'm crying, I need a Kleenex," and she grabs a Kleenex. What are you heartbroken over these people on The Bachelor? She doesn't know them.
Yeah, but there are TV shows. Listen, The Bachelor's all fake. It's all set up, all staged, all everything. But still, if you spend a lot of time invested with something, like, I get where the emotion would come from. Was she rooting for the girl that lost?
Yeah, she really thought the girl that lost was very genuine and real.
But don't you kind of lose genuine and real when you go on this show? Like, That's why you go on the show, because you're not that genuine or real. I'm looking for a genuine, real relationship.
That's what I think, at least.
Yeah, me too. But she was heartbroken. By the way, there are no spoilers on The Bachelor. It's all over. Everything you look at, it says who the winner is.
Heartbroken.
Yeah.
Tears.
This guy was his fourth time to be on a show.
Yeah, he did Bachelorette twice, Bachelor in Paradise, and now he was The Bachelor.
Really?
Dude's a legend.
No, that's not what I would call him, but dang, four times. Like, does he not have a real job?
Oh, no.
No.
He's about to do Dancing with the Stars.
There you go.
Wow, another one. Hey, gets
you Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
This is either terrible luck or an inside job, because this woman's about to get married and she's in a hotel and she has lots of stuff. Wedding rings, rings from her mom, her engagement ring, about $100,000 stolen from her hotel room.
Didn't get any sleep. I spent all night screaming and crying.
Friday night after her rehearsal dinner, the bride returned to her room at the Ritz to find it ransacked.
My engagement ring was gone. My wedding rings were gone. My mom had gotten me a sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas that was supposed to be my something old, something blue. Gone.
Engler says more than $10,000 worth of jewelry was stolen, including Chanel earrings for her bridesmaids and a Chanel necklace for her wedding planner. She says the burglar also took makeup, a Gucci wallet, and her wedding day accessories.
All in all, $100,000 in valuables.
Whoa.
So, I mean, an easy target someone coming into the hotel, because you know they got a lot of stuff, but why not use the safe? Like, if you have that kind of stuff. Like, I'll go, if we go to Vegas for iHeart Festival, and I got $84, it goes in the safe. I mean, boop, 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 safe, close the door.
Nothing. Smart.
Yep.
I mean,
I've never used a safe at a hotel.
Oh, I always put, like, my passport and all that stuff in the safe every time.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then you just have to remember the code, because you got to code in, code out.
Right.
It's a trouble if you don't. So, it has to be an inside job, right, from the hotel, if someone saw her coming.
Yes.
Here's the question. Would you leave your kid alone in a hotel room? Eddie, you have two kids.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Valid question. I've thought about
it.
One woman took to the internet to say, hey, what do you think on this? And hundreds of people started replying. So I was going to ask this to you. Would you ever leave your kid, you have two, a 9 and a 3, alone in a hotel room?
Yeah. No, like I said, I've thought about this, but the answer is no, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because it's one room. There's no supervision. All it takes is for one of them to leave or both of them to just get out, and that's it. Like, I don't know where they'll go. I don't know where they end up going. Like,
they can't leave.
Sure they can.
No, that's the rule of this survey question.
They can't.
I just made it up.
You lock up the door.
They can't walk
there.
Out. Would you leave them in a hotel room?
No, I don't trust the hotel.
We're just talking about if you'd leave your kid in a hotel room. Like, how safe is that? And Eddie said he wouldn't leave either one of his. To be fair, Eddie is a super duper helicopter parent.
That's what you guys say.
No, you are.
You are.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's parenting style is different, but you said you won't let your oldest have Facebook till he's 18.
Correct.
I think that's way unrealistic, and what's going to happen is he's going to get it and you're not going to know about it.
Says you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you're right.
But I'm thinking about this hotel thing as well. Like,
yeah.
I have thought about, just to clarify, I've thought about doing this.
Yeah.
But I think it clearly says in the room, do not leave your kids in here. Like, on the
door.
I
don't disagree with you on this thing at all.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, in general, if I don't say that, the audience is like, but Eddie's a helicopter parent.
I got you.
Let me go over and talk to Julie in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. Now, your kid, hotel room, what is your whole theory on this?
Okay. I would have to, I'm saying yes and no. No, because there are freak accidents that happen. I've had them happen as a mom of 7, okay? So I would have to say no, because if one starts choking, one of them's going to freak out and forget to call you. And, I mean, it would be my luck that something bad would happen. And I'm like, no. No. Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have 7. And my oldest is 17 and my youngest one is 5. So even at that age, they would be responsible enough to leave. Yes. However, like I was telling them, they will kill themselves. They would kill each other.
You have 7. Is your last name Duggar?
No.
No. Okay. I mean, you're from Fort Smith. I didn't know.
Nope. Yep. Hey, you're right. Nope. We're a military family. Large family.
Man. Does it get easier to have babies after about 3 or 4? Like, physically, is that not that big a deal anymore?
No, it is a big deal.
Every time. So even the 6th one, it hurt like crazy.
Yes, gift?
I don't. Listen, this is an honest question I have in my heart, Julie. Like, I really don't know. Like, I figure the first one's like crazy, and the second one's like, here we go again. But about the third one, like, maybe you throw a bag of microwave popcorn in and stretch it out and let it rip.
Have a bottle of wine and,
That's not it, huh?
No.
Even the seventh one hurt.
I wish.
All right. Hey, Julie, thank you for your call. I'm very ignorant to that. Jessica, Massachusetts, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Just driving in the snow.
Yeah, I hear it's crazy up there. Now, let me ask you this. You're in a hotel. You have a baby, okay? What do you do?
So I think it depends on how far you're going. I don't think you should leave your kids and go out to dinner or, you know, go out to see a show. But if you're staying and friends and family have rooms that are, you know, a couple doors down or right across the hall, there's a reason that they make baby monitors. I'm not at home with my babies, sitting in the same room with them while they're sleeping and making sure that, you know, they're okay. I put a baby monitor in the room, a video baby monitor, and then take it across the hallway.
So you go three doors down, as long as you have a baby monitor, listen to the baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'd bring probably a video. You know, they have video baby monitors now. You can just stare at your kid on your phone if you really need it to.
True. Okay. I am not allowed to have an opinion on this, but I do.
And what is that?
I don't think you should leave your kids alone in a hotel room.
Even three doors down?
Other people have access to those rooms.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me. Like, anybody has access that works there to get into that
room. Good point.
So I go, no. I would say probably at like 11 or 12 is about the age you can start to leave them alone.
Woo!
Judge common sense, over. Mr. Bobby Bones. I said about 6 months or so ago that I wanted to go maybe run for governor of Arkansas, because I really think I can, and I think I can be effective at it. And that turned into actually me going to meet with the governor of Arkansas, and then me having people come in and been working together for about a month or so. I wouldn't say it was exploratory committee type stuff, but it was the step before that. I just told them last night what the final answer was. There's a reason I haven't made a huge deal about it, because I don't want people to think it was just a stunt. If it was just a stunt, I'd have been screaming about it for a week. Like, you got to be listening. I do want to do this real quick, because we have about a second. Here's the question. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Never going to get it. 12% of Americans believe this phenomenon has happened, even though there's no proof. Okay? 12% of Americans, looking at a little slice of the pie, believe this has happened, except there's no proof. The question was, 12% of Americans believe this has happened, even though there's no proof of it. Amber in Illinois is on now. Amber.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. On the way to work.
Well, thank you for calling. I hope you're driving safely. Would you like to take a guess at your never going to get a question today?
Yes. I would like to guess that 12% thinks that Elvis is still alive.
Elvis is still alive. That's a quality guess. That's not it, though. Does anyone believe Elvis is alive, by the way?
No.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Eddie, you do?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess I hope that he is. How awesome would that be, though? One day we find out he's still alive.
He'd be so old, though, now.
Yeah?
Like, he wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
I don't think he enjoyed himself being young, either.
Then why would you want him to be alive?
To get away, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know. These alive celebrities, that I don't think any of them are alive.
Like Tupac's not alive?
No. Andy Kaufman's not alive. Elvis not alive.
Okay.
That's just, I had an ex-girlfriend once who hated Elvis.
I don't get that.
And that's why we didn't stay together.
Smart.
Yeah, it was like.
Smart move.
I was like, can't do that. You either have to love Elvis and me.
That's right.
Or nothing.
Or get out.
Yeah. Return the sender. How do you not love Elvis? Return the sender. I gave a letter. Hey, you're on the air. Levi, Fort Hood, Texas. What up?
Hey, Bobby, what's going on, man?
Just doing the show. What about you?
You know, leaving work.
You have an overnight job?
No. I'm in the Army.
So you're leaving work right now. You didn't work last night?
No.
No. All right, cool. Well, what do you got here? What's your guess here? 12% of Americans think that this is not real.
All right, I think it is the moon landing was faked.
Oh, the moon landing was faked. No, that's not it. We weren't alive during that time. Mm-hmm. But that is a conspiracy. So they think they shot at the soundstage.
Yeah, but that is the proof. The video.
What do you mean?
Even though you think it's fake, there still is proof.
What's the proof, though?
The video.
Yeah, but that's why they think it's real, because they faked it on a soundstage.
That would be so sad if that's true.
What?
No, because people have been since.
Or have they?
Oh, boy, no. Yeah. Don't do this to me.
I've been watching this thing for the New York Post. They're doing what people would look like on Mars, like living there. So they've put them in a volcano, and they have to live there for like years inside this volcano, and they are making it as Mars-like as possible. And so they're documenting all of their time up there. Like they have X amount of food they can ship up there, and every week they have a new video.
Is that the one where they found out that you can grow potatoes there?
I think that's the Matt Damon movie you're talking about.
Mars. Got it.
Wait, there's people living in a volcano right now?
In Hawaii. Yeah, they're living. It's not active. But they had to find something that was the most like Mars.
Who volunteers to go live in the volcano?
Scientists.
You weirdos.
It's pretty awesome.
Somebody has to do it.
Right.
Not me.
And you go do it for a year or whatever amount of time it is. I mean, that's your job.
Yeah, it's like Biodome.
Yeah, right.
Good point.
So cool.
Who volunteers to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and get on the radio?
Well, it's a lot more fun than living in a volcano off the map.
But we're not scientists. Like, if you love scientists, that's probably what you enjoy.
That's true.
So true.
All right, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram and Twitter, if you guys want to connect over there. Don't forget, Thursday morning show, Thomas Rhett will do a full hour-long concert. Thursday morning show. Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. David in Nashville, I'm going to ask you this. 12% of Americans say this is real, even though there's no proof. What do you think, David?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Oh, Eddie threw his hands up in disgust like that was his answer.
I mean, I've had to erase all sorts of answers. That's another one.
It's not right, though.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to Amy. Amy, what's your answer?
Aliens.
Aliens. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
What?
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Never going to get it, except she got it. You're never going to get it. And for your reward, we're going to come to you now for the 30-second skinny. Here we go. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So Maren Morris is going to kind of expand on her ACM, CMA, and Grammy-nominated debut album, Hero, when the deluxe version of the project, comes out this Friday, March 17th. Bummin' Cigarettes, Space, and Company You Keep will all appear on Hero Deluxe. And then Frankie Ballard got married over the weekend. Huh. He got married to Christina Murphy. She has been in 2 of his music videos.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it right there. If you're trying to get a country star, get in the video.
Uh-huh. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
By the way, here's Amy's music, forgetting that 12% of people. What'd you have, Lunchbox? Is your answer?
I had reincarnation.
Ah, there we go.
I was close.
Human contact with aliens is the answer, yeah. Those people all believe the government's covering it up, too. You kind of have to if you believe aliens and humans have had contact.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Let me just talk to the government for a second, because the government's always listening. Government, if there are aliens out there, keep it covered, because I don't want everybody freaking out. Like, I think I'd be okay with it. But I don't want to see the whole world.
You
like,
worry about others?
Oh, yeah. It would be mass looting. Like, people would go nuts. If we found out that there were aliens and they were, like, watching us, it would just be the end of times. We would create our own end of times just by going crazy.
Wow.
You guys don't agree?
I agree. I just think it'd be so cool to find out if they were here.
Cool. They should tell you, like, as you, like, die. Like, oh, you're going away?
That's your last thing?
They whisper in your ear, there are aliens. Good night.
That's funny.
No, that's what it should. Because you can't let us know.
Man.
And then they make sure you die. You can't come back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to play Pie Jeopardy?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Today.
I'm down for
but
whatever.
It sounds awesome.
It sounds fun.
Today is National Pie Day. Pie is 3.14.
Oh.
Oh.
I was thinking like chocolate pie.
Well, it gets there.
Okay.
So the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter is 3.14. That's pi, right?
Okay.
Sure.
But that's not one of the questions. Oh. Okay. We all knew that, right?
Yeah, totally.
Of course, duh.
Amy, you knew that, right? Everybody's good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's National Pie Day, so here's your question. Question number one. A comedy starring Jason Biggs.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
I need your form in the form of a question on National Pie Day. All right. Amy?
Big Bang Theory.
Incorrect. Lunchbox.
What?
What is American Pie?
Correct. Eddie?
What is American Pie?
Correct. It's National Pie Day.
Amy.
Amy.
Oh, I get it. Did you say
movie or TV show?
A comedy.
Oh. So the answer likely has pie in it?
Likely. Very likely. National pie.
I thought it was a smart people thing, like 3.14, Big Bang. I don't know.
The best-selling pie in the United States.
Oh, man, that's
so
a good
hard,
one.
Wow. In.
Oh, easy.
Amy?
Apple pie.
Lunchbox?
What is apple pie?
Amy, I need your answer in the form of a question, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. What is apple pie?
Lunchbox, that is Eddie.
What is apple pie?
You're all three correct. What is apple pie?
Boom.
That's right, all right. A yeasted flatbread, generally topped with tomato sauce and others.
I'm in.
A yeasted flatbread, generally topped with tomato sauce and other things.
I'm in for the win.
Okay. All answers must include the word pie. Amy?
What is a pizza pie?
Lunchbox.
What is a pizza pie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Try to get us with that verbiage. What is a pizza pie?
A pizza pie!
Pizza
yeah!
Pie.
You almost got me.
All right, I'm going to give you one more. What's the score?
Eddie 3, Lunchbox 3, Amy 2.
Oh, yes, you want Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
That's before I understood the concept.
All right. Ready.
Ready.
Last one is in Pie Jeopardy. A book turned into a movie about an Indian boy stranded on a lifeboat.
Oh.
Name what? That pie.
Indian boy.
I am in for the win.
I'm in.
Oh, gosh, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, you got it?
I'm in.
Let's go to Amy first if she can tie it up. Amy.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Amy, that's funny.
Is that not it?
That's
not
no.
It. That was
so good.
You got me. Well, I thought you had
You know
it.
What? I'm going to give you a half point for funny, but still not enough to win.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Piracy.
Which one was the Indian boy?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Okay. Lunchbox.
I have, what is Life of Pi?
Ooh.
Eddie.
Yeah. What is Life of Pi?
Oh. Oh.
Come on, lunch.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Speed round.
Oh.
Just say it?
Just say the answer. You get one answer. Don't say your name.
In the form of
just
a question?
The answer. Yep, in the form of a question.
Oh, boy.
Ready?
Yeah.
A type of meat pie.
What is chicken pot pie?
Eddie is our winner. Congratulations.
Come on.
Hey, Eddie. Woo. Hi, Gemini.
Down. Where was American Pie by Don McLean?
Oh.
What?
You don't get to pick the question.
I mean, that's what I was sitting on. I was ready for that one.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
I saw on Instagram that Frankie Ballard got married yesterday. And Amy talked about it in the skinny, and Lunchbox just goes, I went to high school with her.
Yeah, she graduated a year after me, because when Amy said her name, Christina Murphy, I was like, I know a girl named Christina Murphy. And so I Googled it, and it's her. What in the world?
Wow.
That's a small world, let me tell you. Hey, congratulations, girl.
It's a small world after all.
Okay.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
You guys should get in a band.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, Eddie, let's crank something up.
Hey.
What about Thursday night, Austin Rodeo?
Let's try it.
All right, let's see what happens. I got a message from Garth Brooks yesterday on Twitter, and it was cool. I was like, oh, I kind of geek out a little bit every time. We have really old chairs in the studio, so we asked artists to buy us chairs because we're lame. And we're like, hey, and Carrie Underwood sent Lunchbox a chair. It's now Cherry Underwood. And
awesome.
Dirks came by and measured for Amy's chair. And this has turned into a chair competition. So I picked Garth Brooks because he's my favorite. And he sent me a note. He says, hey, Bobby, we don't just throw money away at Garth Brooks World Tour. Let me check our studio and see if I can find one we can spare. Love, G.
Oh.
Interesting.
I mean, one of his texts has been sitting in for the past 6 years. So we'll see. Yeah, Tim McGraw sent Eddie a message.
He did. He said, been doing some serious chair research. Need to get this right for producer Eddie.
And then Dirk sent a message making fun of Tim McGraw.
Right.
Saying this is the chair that Tim's looking for, and it was one of those ball chairs that you...
Exercise ball chairs.
Yeah, so...
Whatever.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with all that.
So what if Garth sends you the chair like he wrote, like, a huge hit?
I would rather just have something comfortable,
yeah,
to be honest. You know? I'd rather just, like, be able to relax.
I got you.
Texas mom pulls a gun on another mom at a school drop-off line. Did you guys see this?
No.
The school says an argument happened, and one mom pulled the gun on another mom at the elementary school. They had to send a letter home to parents saying there was a disagreement between two women. The mom actually pointed it at the other mom. She didn't just pull it and show it. She pointed it. Wow. Neighbor said the argument started because one of the moms was mad at the other for the way she was driving in a school zone. Quote, got out of her car, banged on the windows. Said, you're speeding in a school zone. You almost ran over me once. You need to start doing better. And then the other mom pulls out a gun and says, back off.
Wow.
Ooh. That's also why you don't get road rage on people,
mm-hmm,
because they might pull out a gun. If you don't get hit and someone cuts you off, extend a little grace, as we say, because you've also driven badly before and you've probably accidentally cut someone off. And so look at it that way. Like, they cut you off, maybe they didn't know. Secondly, look at it as they might have a gun.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it. Don't let that one moment of anger consume you to the point of you having an accident, you getting a mom in a school line.
Mama bear syndrome is legit.
And so is crazy driver syndrome.
Yeah.
They're both pretty close. Like, Amy's husband is a big road rage guy, and I would not want to get into any sort of rage. Amy's husband's basically Vin Diesel. Are we right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Amy? Excuse me?
No, he hates when y'all say that.
Oh.
Because then he feels like when people meet him, they're disappointed because he's not Vin Diesel.
Okay, Amy's husband is basically 20 years ago Bruce Willis.
There we go.
Oh,
good one.
There you go.
Die Hard.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Amy's husband is basically The Rock.
Boom. Ooh. Good one.
I don't know.
Amy's husband is basically Jackie Chan.
Oh, whoa. Definitely.
Okay.
Of all of those, who would you most compare him to?
I like Bruce Willis 20 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Amy's husband is 20 years ago, diehard Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Okay. And he does get road rage, right?
He does. It's an issue. We're working on it, though.
And military for a long time. Does he carry, like
you know, mean, is he packing? Meat?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, I don't know. Like, sometimes I have no idea what's going on with him. He may have hidden things everywhere.
That's good.
He pulls his pant leg up and he's got a machine gun.
Chinese stars.
Dude. Samurai sword out of his hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, don't mess with Amy's husband.
Uh-uh.
Ray, who's Amy's husband like to you?
I've already said, like, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel? Yeah. Yeah, Jason Statham.
Kind of like Chuck Norris, too.
Ooh, back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, that's so good.
Thank you.
This from the news center. It's Bobby Bones. Hey. So I guess about 6-7 months ago, I said, hey, I think I want to run for office. And 2018 would have been the time that I could have run for governor of Arkansas. And I said this, and I had a lot of questions, and the governor of Arkansas was very nice to me, and he invited me up to the Capitol, and then went to the governor's mansion and had dinner. Something that I, growing up in a really small town in Arkansas, never thought I'd be able to do was to meet the governor of Arkansas. And so I have had 5 people that I've been working with over the past month and a half, and just talking about even forming an exploratory committee to run for the governor of Arkansas in 2018, which I can do because that would mean I would be retiring from my contract, not leaving to go somewhere else. And by the way, I love it here. And so don't think otherwise. I love it here, but I do think I can do a lot in public service. And so after spending a lot of time talking about it, I am going to run for governor of Arkansas. Just not in 2018. So I don't want to make a big stunt about it because this was serious, and it'll probably be maybe 2022, maybe 2026. But I will be, and you can write this down in your journal because I know you're all keeping one right now. Pull out your pen and write it down. I'll be the governor of Arkansas one day. It will not be in 2018. I just think I can do more between now and the next 4 or 5 years doing this than I could doing that. And so that's where it is. I will not be. And I called the governor of Arkansas and let him know, because he was also, I think he was just worried there was going to be a headache for him more than anything. I don't think he thinks I could have won. He's a very nice man, Governor Hutchinson. I liked him a lot. But it would have been a headache. I know, because I'd have been super all over the place. But I'm not running. So the end is not a stunt. I was considering it. I was told I had a 1 in 6 shot, like if they were breaking it down percentage-wise of doing it, but I'm not running. There we go. The end. Yes, Lunchbox.
So what did the governor say when you conceded?
He was happy. I didn't concede, but I think he was happy, not because I was going to beat him. I don't think he thinks I would have won, but I think he was happy because it would have been kind of a publicity nightmare. I'd have been all over every TV station, I'd been everywhere. Yes.
Had you picked someone out for vice governor?
That's not how it works. They run for
lieutenant governor.
It's a different race.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not on the same ticket mm-hmm. like you are for the president and vice president?
Correct.
No.
And I would have had to start raising money, and I would have had – there's just a lot of things. I'll be better – yeah, go ahead.
Did you have a campaign manager already picked out?
Yes, I did, actually.
What was your platform?
All these things, not now, but thank you for all the listeners that were encouraging me either way. I'll be staying on the show. Anything else?
Are you sad?
A little bit, because I really felt good about it. And I talked to Amy about it, too, and I was like, I really think I can win this thing.
I think you could, too.
Yes.
Have you heard from anybody in the from the state of Arkansas? Have they expressed any, sadness over this?
No. No, a lot of people jumped on because they thought if I ran, they wanted to be in early, so they'd be on inside the staff. But I'm not, so I guess they're going to go find somebody else now.
Last question, guys. Yeah. Last question.
Lunchbox.
So do you plan to take a step away from the whole radio and just to get away to recover from
your... No, I'm perfectly good. That's the reason I'm not running for governor. So
to recover from the disappointment of not being able to run.
Yeah, I'm good. That's it. The end.
No more questions.
Thank you.
Wait, sir.
Nope. We're done.
Go ahead.
Your girlfriend sad that she's not going to be the first lady of Arkansas?
She's not. Not sad. Actually, I haven't told her.
Oh boy.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. We had to talk last night. Anyway, thank you all. Thank you. This is some really cool news to report. So, the Air Force captain, we raised a bunch of money for him to build that house. He was injured because a rocket hit where he was in Afghanistan. He's in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed from, I think, the chest down. I'm not sure. Anyway, we spent a lot of time talking with them, and our listeners were so amazing, and we did Pimp a Joy camo shirts, and we raised $75,000, and we got them a trip to Disney World. And by we, I don't mean the studio. I mean we. Like, if you're listening, you're part of we. You're always a part of we. Because of some other, money that kept coming in after the fact, we're at over $100,000. So we've ended up raising over $100,000 and a trip to Disney World for him and his family, and that's thanks to you that listen to this show. So just from us to you guys, thank you very much. An update on that is that we were able to get Captain Nelson over $100,000 to help him build a house so he can move around in his wheelchair and be. He's got a young daughter he's got to raise. And so that's where it is, and that's kind of where it that's ends, awesome. Is that over $100,000. So we applaud you, the yep. listener of our show, because you give us a platform to do that. So thank you. We thank you. Captain Nelson thanks you. Judge Common Sense thanks you. I just love having a gavel beside me at all times.
You do love that.
By the way, Amy has a Judge Common Sense question. So Amy was going, she was at the airport, and the TSA was doing their thing where they're like, okay, I need you to, you have metal around your neck or something, right?
Yeah, well, I kept having to strip down. So I'm TSA pre, so I really don't have to take anything off. I just go through the little detector. Well, it kept beeping, and I was like, what? And so layer by layer, I start shedding all of my clothes, and I'm like, y'all, in a minute, I'm going to be down to nothing. And the TSA guy goes, I don't do nothing because I can't take a picture right now. Like, if he's working he can't, snap a pic.
So the question is what?
That's inappropriate, right?
Let me go to Judge Common Sense. Come into the courtroom. It was a guy said that to you?
Yeah, older, not old.
Okay.
How old? Oh, Judge, these things matter. How old?
Wow. 60? 55?
That's not that old. You can't work the TSA and say that. You can't say that. Judge common sense rules. He goes to jail. Take him to jail.
For how long, Judge?
Yeah.
90 days.
Wow.
You can't do that. Amy's having to take clothes off because she's got to get to the TSA, and the guy goes, you can't do anymore. I'm going to take a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I made a comment because it just felt like it was a little ridiculous. And I was like, pretty much I'm being down to nothing, guys. And I guess I'm comparing him to being old because there was like a 20-year-old dude working. I just wanted to give you perspective. Like, it wasn't like a 20-year-old. It was. Like,
wait, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
No,
Amy, I was shocked by a judge.
Amy, you're also awarded $50 from this guy.
Oh, yes.
My goodness.
Yeah. Okay. If you have a question for Judge Common Sense, you can call us 877-77-BOBBY. That's really creepy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's just flirting.
No.
It's not a time
TSA.
To flirt. Yeah.
Maybe he thought Amy was throwing the vibes to him, so he was throwing the vibes back.
No, I was taking off my clothes to get to my airplane, not for him.
Okay.
There was no vibes.
Case dismissed. How about this? This is a Judge Common Sense case, and I can't believe the courts aren't doing what's normal. Listen, here's the thing about marriage in New Hampshire. You can still get married at age 13, right?
Yeah.
13.
Excuse me?
But listen, here's the whole story. There's a measure saying that you need to be 18 years old to get married, right? They're like, hey, you need to be 18. And they say, well, we can't because what if you're 17 in the military and you want to get married before you go away? We're not going to change this law to 18. So it stays at 13.
Wow.
This is Judge Common Sense coming in and going, let's just have the adult law. We just need the law where if you're 18, you're an adult. That's it. You're going to tell me you can get married at 17, you can go serve in war, but you can't have a beer? If you're 18, you're an adult. How are lawmakers not just on this? Universally, if you're 18, you can vote, you can serve, you can buy a beer, you can get married. That's it. Instead, we have 13-year-olds getting married in New Hampshire. We have 17-year-olds going to fight in war. And we have nobody being able to buy a beer until they're 21.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
We just need one universal rule. That's why we need Judge Common Sense. He's running for governor of New Hampshire. Anybody have a problem with that? Existing law allows girls to get married at 13 and boys 14. In New Hampshire. Weird.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, if I was in, like, ninth grade.
Weird.
That's the deal. Like, at ninth grade, you probably think, like, yeah, I love this woman. I'm going to get married to her.
Or love this girl. It'd just be fun.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, let's get married.
Pretty irresponsible.
You have to have your parents, too. Here's one. If you guys want to call me, you can. I'll take all the cases. That's what I do. I don't specialize in anything except common sense. I'll talk to Karen first. Karen's in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Karen. Thank you for calling from Richmond.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. What can I help you with?
All right. So my children want to fly to Florida to see their father for Christmas. They, at the time, will be 16 and 13. They have never been on a plane, neither have I, and I am a helicopter mom, so I need Judge Common Sense to tell me if I should let them go.
I fly a lot for work. I was probably like you. Yeah, like, I would have never flown if it wasn't for work flying me all over the place. Here's the thing. I see, like, six-year-olds flying, and six-year-olds going, checking in. Okay, the mom lets them go, boom. And there's a thing, too, if you need to walk your kids through, you can. But you have a 16-year-old, and airports are pretty easy. I say yes, you do. I think with a 16-year-old, he can watch your 13-year-old, and I think you're good to go. Airports, again, are pretty easy. Let the airline know that you have kids coming. They usually, you know, take care of them, make sure they get on, and then make sure they get off. So from my experience of seeing young kids be able to do it, I rule in favor of your kids.
That makes sense.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck. Good luck with that. I know that's tough for you because if you've never flown, airports are scary.
Yeah.
Like Mike D had never. Hey, Mike D, last time you flown was like a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah, a year and a half.
And airports are a little like, whoa.
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
Until you get in it, then it's laid out pretty easy.
Yeah, easy.
A 16-year-old can handle it for sure. Thank you for the call. Everybody calls for Judge Common Sense. Do you know why? Because he presides with common sense. That's me. I don't know the law, but I know real life. Megan and Gallatin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you very much. Can I help you with your problem?
Yes, I am pregnant. I'm expecting my second child in September.
don't know the sex of the baby yet, but my grandfather passed away back in October. So something, I just feel like I need to name the baby back after my grandpa because he had a big part of my life. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, seems that that is a very bad idea, that the family would resent the baby, and I need to name the baby back after her daddy.
So you're stuck between your mother-in-law and your own feeling.
Yes, because I don't want to hurt her feelings. Yeah, she is my mother-in-law.
What's your husband think of this?
I'm sorry?
Your husband?
He's kind of up in the air about it as well.
Okay. Let me make this decision for you then. If he's up in the air, it's not her decision to make. Like, if your husband was weighing in, it was really important to him, I think it'd be a little tougher to make. But if your grandfather was really important to you and he's not overboard on that, I mean, you can also add her name that she wants as a middle name. But you got to go with your heart. This is your kid that you're going to live your life raising. So if your grandfather was important to you, name the baby what you'd like to name it.
Gotcha.
But there is room for compromise. There's always room for compromise. And let's say you wanted to name the baby George, and she wanted to name the baby Harriet. George Harriet. You know, you could do something like that. I do think that's the way to go. But remember, this is your life, not hers.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Bye.
That makes sense.
Thank you. Case dismissed.
That was great, Judge.
Thank you. Tony in Oklahoma City.
Hey, what's going on?
You're on the air, buddy. Judge Common Sense here for you. What can I fix for you?
All right. About a year ago, I got out of jail, and my ex-girlfriend of 4.5 years helped me get back on my feet. And then about a year ago, she and I, we broke up. And then about 3 months after we broke up, she started asking me for money, you know, for some of the expenses of when I first got out of jail. I paid her about $4,500, and she found out that I started working again back in the oil field, and now she's hitting me up for some more money. She's bringing up other expenses that she wants me to pay her back, and now I found out that she's also engaged.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that last little tidbit there puts a ring and bow on the whole thing. You weren't using her for money. Can you tell me that honestly? You weren't using her for money when you were dating her?
No, sir.
Okay. You don't owe her a crap. You really don't owe her anything. You guys were in a relationship. That's like saying, hey, we were in a relationship. You bought me a bunch of dinners. I bought you a bunch of dinners. Pay me back. You know? You do things for each other when you're in a relationship. When you're not, you don't. And she helped you out while you were together. You have paid her back some, and you don't owe her anything. You don't owe her anything. Unless there's something you're not telling the judge, you don't owe her anything. You're good to go.
No, you know, that's pretty much it.
Don't lie to the judge!
You know what I mean? I just feel bad because, you know, she didn't have me work together.
And don't feel bad. She did what you would have done for her at the same time, right? Would you have done it for her?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go. Case dismissed. You're in the clear. You're a free man, Tony.
That makes sense.
Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Totally.
All right, making sure. Judge Common Sense, I'm out of the courtroom. You may all be dismissed. Thank you. I'm in the middle of a conundrum right now, Amy. I don't know what to do. Because I have all these calls that have problems, but I'm ready to move on from Judge Common Sense. But it's like Batman. What if he stopped solving crimes? Would we be mad at him? Or would we just be like Batman trying to live his life?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you have a dedicated time to do it. Sometimes when people don't get in, they just wait till next week.
I'm like Batman on the radio.
I know. Or maybe you hold a special Judge Common Sense later over on Snapchat. I don't know.
Let me just grab one of these. Rachel in Oklahoma. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Thank you very much for calling. Judge Common Sense is here for you.
I know you're over it, but I do have a question.
I'm here.
So yesterday, I fly a lot for work, and yesterday I flew home on Southwest, and you get to pick your seat. And I was in the first boarding group, picked a window seat, and there was a seat between me and another gentleman. And a lady came on in the third group who didn't fit in her seat very well, and I felt very squished, and I felt like I only ended up with half a seat. She also had a cat in a carry-on bag that fit under her seat, so, and I was wearing black. When I left the plane, the entire left side of my body had cat hair all over it, and I just felt like I wasn't in a safe position if I had to exit the plane very quickly, and I'm not so much of a great flyer, and I didn't know if I should just sit and be quiet, which I actually wound up doing. Thankfully, it was only an hour flight, or if in that situation you should call attention to it, because I know it's a sensitive situation,
you should call attention to it and ask to be moved.
Okay, so what were you most annoyed by?
That I was squished up against the wall. I didn't have any space. Thankfully, I'm not very claustrophobic, but in that situation, I could see how somebody could easily freak out.
Okay. I guess my question is, do you think that she wants to be big? Like, I mean, really?
No.
Like in your heart, like just a little bit. There's nothing that you could do about that part. Really. That, I mean, that part is, you know, she doesn't want to be big. I hate that. It stinks sometimes when you're smushed, but that's part of it. Sometimes in life, you get the smush seat. The cat part is what would have irritated me. To bring a cat and to shed all over me, Judge Common Sense would have had an issue with that one. I mean, you can have a cat, but I don't need a cat shedding all over me. But yeah, the part about the seat, I do not rule in your favor here as far as any changes. I think you did the right thing by just being quiet and getting from point A to point B.
And I'm thankful I'm not allergic to cats, and I'm hoping there was nobody else on the plane allergic to cats because it was a very pleasant smell.
That would have irritated me, the cat thing. But again, sometimes in life, you just get the squish seat. It's how you deal with it. You dealt with it the right way. Lunchbox?
If it's a longer flight, it's only an hour, so it's not that big a deal. But if it was a longer flight, I'd have got up and moved. Like, if you're uncomfortable, you paid for the seat just like someone else.
There probably are no more seats. If there's a group three already coming in and middle seats are being filled, because I fly Southwest all the time, mm-hmm. It's probably that. Just, you know, think about other people's hearts sometimes. It's okay to be uncomfortable sometimes when it comes to, you just take the brunt of that, and that's okay. So, okay, I'm done now. Okay?
Well, that makes sense.
Thank you. Dismissed. Got a big announcement for the sold-out iHeart Country Festival tomorrow morning at 8, 7 a.m. Central. Big announcement, 8, 7 a.m. Central. We're going to talk to The Bachelor in a second. Also, let me give a shout-out to the show members here on this show, everybody that is a part of the show. There was an article written about us in one of the industry publications.
Really?
They called this the biggest underdog show in radio history.
Wow.
And it was a really nice article. And usually nice articles aren't written about us. But it was the fact that nobody on this show has ever done radio before, and it's all just like a bunch of friends that, you know, a company didn't put together, and all of a sudden, you know, we're trying to make it in the world.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice article, and they called this the biggest underdog radio show of all time. And they said that's why we relate to our listeners, because we're like our listeners, because we're, except for me, like, I'm nuts. Yeah. But all you guys are pretty normal.
Yes, it's true.
We agree with
that,
right?
It's a fair statement.
And I'm the only one that's ever had a radio job, too. Like, I'm the radio guy, and then I get to go find all my friends and bring them all in. So without our listeners, this stuff wouldn't happen. So to all of you guys that work on the show every day, it's a way for me to say again, I appreciate you guys, and for all our listeners, because we just try to be like you guys. And so that was the whole vision of this show. It was just for me to go out and find my friends. Met Amy at a restaurant, met Lunchbox. He was the delivery driver for Jason's Deli, delivering sandwiches. He had actually considered leaving this job because he was getting cash.
I was getting paid in cash every day, every single day. And I'd work my way all the way up to the number two delivery driver.
That was our conversation. He was like, I don't know if I can take this job because I'm number two and I'm making straight cash. And so between that and Ray was an intern. Shout out, Ray.
Shout out.
An illegal intern at that. Morgan was an intern. Eddie was my old TV producer.
Mm-hmm.
So
shout out.
We just appreciate all you guys for making us what they call the biggest underdog show of all time.
Can I get a copy of that article? I'd like to.
You can.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see my name in that print.
You can't give this dude a compliment.
No, you can. That's what I'm saying. I want to see it. I like it.
He deserves compliments sometimes.
I do. Yeah, I do.
He does. You watched The Bachelor last night?
Oh, watched all 3 hours, man. It was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you watch 3 hours?
Because it's awesome.
Did you watch Manchester by the Sea?
Yes, I did.
How long was that?
Probably 2.5 hours. I don't know.
Did you watch it?
No, but I just wonder, that's a really long movie, like what that was compared to The Bachelor finale.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, they're probably about the same length, you know, because commercials, so you can, if you don't watch the commercials, it averages.
But did you watch the commercials?
No, fast forward.
Oh, I did see on your Twitter last night that you were starting late.
Can I talk about how he live tweets almost every time late?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay, but
everybody's Twitter is their own domain. You can mute them and unmute them. I have no problem with how Lunchbox
tweets. He's consistently 30 minutes late on his, quote, live tweets.
That's okay.
Okay, all right.
You can go your own way.
It's hard to watch your live tweets because they're so delayed.
Then mute him.
I want to, though. Just be on time. I'm sorry, I'm a stickler on time.
Eddie,
time.
You're
I'm
the
so
latest
sorry.
President in the world. I'm going to play some Bachelor clips, right?
All right, yeah, hit me with them, man. It was a great show last night.
So, Nick breaks up with Raven. Set me up.
Raven is from Hoxie, Arkansas. She is really cute, and they seem to have so much fun. And all he could do is gush about her, about how amazing she was.
The Arkansas girl made it to the final two?
Yeah.
Wow. How
and
about
so
that?
She walks in, and she is so nervous. She is ready to get married.
I kind of like to think about like this morning when I figured out where my heart was just how much I loved being next to you last night. This has made it that much harder. And I'm just like torn up inside letting you go. I feel like I've been so selfish trying to figure out where my heart is at. And you've been so selfless allowing me to do that. I'm sorry.
So what happened? She just walked away? Because didn't she do something like crazy, like, bye, boy, or whatever they girls say?
No, she just said...
like, I'm the queen, yeah.
She was so classy about it. She was like, listen, I don't regret being here. I'm glad that I went through this. And then she walked out. She forgot her jacket, though. She went out in the snow without her jacket. Oh.
And then he proposed...
To Vanessa, the girl from Canada.
Why was this weird, though?
Well, they're crying. Like, right when she walks in, he starts crying. He gets down on one knee, and she's crying, and they're both just snotting, it sounds like. Yeah. Like, snot coming out the nose. So it's kind of an awkward proposal.
But no, for no other reason.
For no other reason.
Vanessa Grimaldi, will you marry me?
I mean, if you're emotional, you're emotional. I think people that go on these shows are nuts or fame, looking for fame. Only those two.
Yes, and it seemed like they hate each other. Like,
really?
Every conversation they had was real intense. There was no laughing. There didn't ever look like joy on their face when they were around each other. Whereas with Raven, they looked like they were having fun, laughing, joking.
Editing, though, dude. It's
true.
Well, then they come to the after the final rose, and all they talk about is how they've been fighting since the end.
We're very open to figuring things out together as a couple, and it's been hard. I mean, you know, we live in two different countries. Starting a relationship where...
What?
They live in two different countries. She lives in Canada.
Oh, still.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you don't get the chance to see each other every day and do normal things. Right. You know, when we do see each other, it's in a house, and it's, you know, I love him, we love each other, but it's... There have been days that...
Oh, she's struggling. They're not going to last.
No,
right?
They're not going
to
last.
They're going to have to fake it for months.
Man.
They're going to fake it and act like they're together, or they break up immediately.
Yeah, you can't be having trouble like that in, what, 2 months, 3 months of dating?
They're not even really dating.
Right.
It's still honeymoon period, too. It's not even real.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she was just excited for them to get their normal life, to do normal things, next week's he does Dancing with the Stars and... So much for
his
normal.
Fifth reality show, right?
Yeah, he's a machine. He's getting made. He's making a lot of money.
He's a machine.
I would agree. He's a machine. I don't know that he's making a lot of money. You mostly just get the notoriety. They don't pay you a ton to do.
Oh, you don't
stuff.
Think he's getting paid straight like a lot of money?
Mm-mm.
To be on The Bachelorette twice, to be the Bachelor in Paradise. I think he's Dancing with the Stars.
I just know people who've been The Bachelor. And I know people who have been on the show, and it's nothing.
What about Dancing with the Stars? They get paid for that?
Yeah, they get paid, but it's not like millions like you think.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. If anything, it's probably in his ABC contract that if he goes on there, they have the rights to put him on that show.
Yikes.
For a minute. Dude, they own you when you sign that contract. I've been through it.
Oh, but he said he discussed it with... Vanessa, if he wanted to go on Dancing with the Stars or not, and they decided together that
I'm
he
sure
should do
they
it.
Did.
Because they're a team.
More power to them. How long do they last?
I'll say 2 months. Once he's off Dancing with the Stars, they break up. That's when they can go public with it.
Yeah.
But you want to know what they did do last night that was amazing?
What?
They started The Bachelorette immediately. They had her out on the stage, and they go, your journey starts now. And you know how they get out of the limo, the guys?
Yeah.
They brought some of the guys out on stage to meet her, and it was so awkward because the guys didn't know how to act, and there was no editing.
Is she the first black Bachelorette?
Yes.
Now, do they have white and black dudes?
Yes, because she dates both. She said that. She was like, listen, I dated both.
Of the white dudes, they look racist when they came out? And they were like, oh, I want to date a black girl.
One guy goes, he comes out there and he goes, hey, girl, just to let you know, he's white. He goes, just to let you know, I'm ready to go black, and I promise I won't go back. And I was like...
It felt awkward.
It felt so awkward. It's just like, okay. And then one guy comes out and goes, hi, nice to meet you.
They had to have checked with them, right? Like, a question, like, are there any races? I don't know. You can't throw a racist on the show.
Right.
Because racism is not cool. Mm-mm. It's not even fun to, like, have a villain who's racist. That's how uncool racism is.
Right. I don't think they would have a villain like that. But then one guy tells her, you smell good. I mean, you look good. How's it going so far?
That's just nervous. That's just me in every scenario with every girl ever at first.
Well, they should do it live from now on. No editing. It's so good. But The Bachelor, pretty weak season. Nick was kind of terrible.
Oh, you think it was a weak season?
Oh, weak season, yeah.
Wow.
Not very much drama except for Corinne. But, hey, I'm glad Nick found love. It'll be over in 2 months.
Does the villain ever win?
No.
No. Okay, just...
Everybody wanted consistent. Raven last night, though. Everybody was cheering for Team Raven.
They did.
That's why my wife cried.
Oh. Well, thanks for the update, buddy.
You're welcome, man.
None I do without you. You are the underdog.
I am, and I live tweet late.
Yep. The Bobby Bones Show. Lunchbox is irritated at my tweet because yesterday...
Oh, man, that was rude.
I don't think you took it the right way.
I think I did.
Which tweet?
Man, very offensive.
It wasn't offensive. So one of the guys that we work with, we call him Sad Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he always writes like these like inspirational things, but sometimes he forgets to put parentheses around them and it sounds like he's saying it.
It's a real life situation?
Yeah, like it's really happening to him.
Yeah.
And so he wrote yesterday this. In most workplaces, there are people who don't work as hard as others. It's not your job to point them out, but just to make sure it's not you. And so I tagged Lunchbox in it.
Yeah, basically saying I'm the least working person.
What I meant. You're the one that points out other people aren't working hard.
Oh, I read it as you're saying, yeah, Radio Lunchbox, you're the one that works the least. I was like, dang, what a jerk.
No, like, I think everybody brings something different to the show. I don't think what you bring needs a lot of time in it.
Huh. I don't know what that means, but it's taken 35 years to get this good.
Exactly. Like, you have this natural God-gifted ability to just sit there and comment on things.
Uh-huh.
And have an opinion.
Yeah. Quick wit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sharp as a tack.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's your thing.
Bright as a crayon.
Okay. Huh? But that's your thing. But you do like to point at the work everybody else is not doing. Like, I walked in this morning, Lunchbox was betting on squares. Like, that's what he does
during
the show.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I won. Because then, you know,
like, if the show's up, everybody's kind of working on their stuff. Like, not our digital editors, like, working on graphics. Eddie's over there editing video for bits. Yeah. Lunchbox has up squares to bet NCAA basketball games. Like, that's what he does. But then when the mics come on, you just do your thing. You have a talent.
Yes, I pay attention.
It's like being tall.
Yes. Some people have it, some people don't.
Right. You're born with it.
Yeah, like Ray doesn't have it. You know, you're a little taller.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't really mean yes.
Yeah. But okay, so you weren't calling me out for not being a hard worker.
Nope.
Okay. I misread your tweet then. I totally did not understand it because all day I was like, man, he doesn't think I work hard.
No,
he doesn't
think I work hard. I think you bring to the table what you bring to the table.
So I was like, man, I got to, you know, really buckle down here.
Oh, never mind. I think you should work harder.
No, so okay, good. As long as you're not calling me out for being a bad worker, I'm good to go. Okay.
You're good,
no
dude.
Offense taken.
You're good.
You want to talk about who doesn't work around here?
Yeah, who do you think is the lowest?
Man, look.
I forget who he always says. Eddie?
I forget too. Is it me?
He always goes on these rants at who he works the least. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, if I had to go, I'd go... First, Nada.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then Nada gets mad. I just don't want to go down this road.
And then, second, I'd probably say Mike D, the new guy, the phone screener. And then it's a toss-up between, I mean, it'd probably go Morgan.
Yeah.
And then Eddie.
Yeah.
And then, like, Amy and I are probably tied, and then you work the most.
There's Amy.
Oh, wait, I forgot about Ray. Ray works really hard, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's just your opinion. I just don't think you know what everybody does, but that's okay. You just do
right.
You. Hey, but I think everybody's pretty okay with your performance.
Oh, sometimes, yeah. People say, but everybody gives me a hard time about not doing anything. Like, all you do is nap.
That's true.
But,
do we need to check the nap tote board?
I mean, it was National Napping Day yesterday.
It was. let's go check. Lunchbox, how long did you nap yesterday?
Man, it was a good day. 2 hours, 13 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. You napped for 2 hours and 13 minutes?
I was almost late to my appearance yesterday.
You had a work appearance?
Yeah.
You got paid to go appear?
Yeah.
Dang. And a nap?
And a nap.
Wow. Big announcement tomorrow at 8, 7 Central. Regarding our sold-out iHeart Country Festival. tomorrow at 8, 7 Central. Man, people are still calling for Judge Common Sense. Carrie in St. Louis, thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm very good. What would you like to ask Judge Common Sense? You're on the air.
Okay, well, here's my situation. I'm not going to say what the title of the company is, but I work in a hotel industry, okay? And I work several positions, okay? Ever since the last few months, I've been harassed by one of the managers. She deliberately pulls me off of one position and puts me in another position just out of, I feel out of spite. Well, also, when I ask a question about this manager to somebody else, she comes back and starts yelling at me, saying that I'm talking behind her back. I need to shut my mouth, all of that. Well, we got a new executive manager coming in, and she noticed, she asked me yesterday, well, what's with the hostility between you two? And I said, you have to ask her. I didn't want to open my mouth.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot of he said, she said, we said here. The only way to resolve these conflicts is to everybody get into a room and talk about it. You, her, and that boss. You have to get into a room and go, this is the issue, and really get down to it. Because I don't know, all I'm hearing is one opinion. My ruling is that you have to get everybody in a room and talk about it together, or it's just going to go around in a circle like the telephone game. Case dismissed.
That makes sense.
Thank you very much. I just don't know. The other woman could be saying the same thing.
That's right.
That's why it's tough being Judge Common Sense. Eric Church is a force, man. There was a huge snowstorm in Calgary. And you know Church does these three-hour shows. He goes out and he plays hour and a half, then takes an intermission, plays an hour and a half, no opener. There's a huge snowstorm in Calgary, and the band's not able to get there. So he goes and plays 3 hours by himself, it's acoustic. Just,
that's what I'm talking about.
Just the dude. I've got more stupid things, more, but there's a pile of gas up there. I keep myself more time than I'm on the road that let me down. Shout out Eric Church, man. I see you, dude. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
Listen to this. This Uber driver, he was waiting for his passengers. He's in Chicago. And they're late. And these two young women slide into the back seat. And one of them gets on his case, right? Listen to this clip.
Don't cancel on us. You weren't at our location.
We're here.
Okay.
1512 North Greenview.
I canceled on you guys already, so if you want to try
to... Both of us or no?
Tell you what. Get the out of my car.
Are you joking?
Both? No, I am dead serious. Get the out.
Oh, I don't think so. Nope. Call your Uber people. Call them up. Call 911. I have all day.
Hi, I'm an Uber driver, and I've got a woman in my car at the corner of Dearborn and Illinois, and she is refusing to get out of my car.
All right, what side do you guys fall on? You heard the whole thing here. Amy?
I mean, she needs to get out of the car.
Okay. Lunchbox.
You have the right to refuse service to anyone. Get the blank out of the car.
thing that I hear, too, is her being drunk.
Yes, and rude.
And so, get out of the car. Man, wow, we're all going to agree on this, huh? Like, I agree. Like, she sounds drunk, and she sounds rude. The rude thing, okay, but I don't want some drunk in there causing trouble. You know, Uber drivers have to deal with this all the time, too.
Like, but at the same time, he wasn't that friendly either. He was kind of annoyed.
But what if he was annoyed that he's sitting there, and he talked to them, and they're drunk, and they can't find him. They're stumbling around.
Yeah, and it sounds like one person tried, and then he canceled that order, and then someone else tried to try.
Only problem with that is, as an Uber driver, if you're working at that time of night or whenever it is, you kind of know what you're in for. So maybe I'm kind of switching to the passenger side.
That doesn't make sense. The top American phobias have been released. What are yours? But if you had to pick one phobia, because I'll see if we make the list here. Amy, your number one phobia.
Man, I guess spiders.
Spiders makes a list at number three.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah, spiders. Mine did not. Mine's needles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will pass out, man. And I have before. Like, I've given blood and just woke up in Chick-fil-A. I will pass the out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over. Like, that's some crazy, man. Lunchbox.
Snakeophobia. Yeah.
I don't think that's what it's called. But snakes.
Snakes. That's number one on the list. Has to be, because people hate those things. Oh, I can't even. Oh.
Eddie?
Oh, mine's an intruder in the house. Like, I'm so scared of that. If someone sneaks into my house, and I'll pass out. I mean, since everyone's listening, I punch him in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with my baseball bat. Knock him out.
Number four is fear of the dark. Number three is fear of spiders.
Arachnophobia.
Number two, yes, everybody knows that's arachnophobia.
Okay, just checking.
That's a movie.
Number two is fear of death. And I think about that a lot. I don't think I'm scared of it, but I think about it every day of my life. I think about
a
it.
A lot.
Number one is fear of public speaking.
Mm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the number one.
That's a what? Real struggle.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
The fear of public speaking.
Interesting.
I think, you know, like, Amy wasn't a public speaker until she kind of had to be. And it's something that you just kind of get used to. Anything you do that's new, you go and you suck at it for a while until you don't suck, and then you get pretty good. That's kind of the order of things.
You mean not on the radio, like public speaking at an event or something?
Yeah, like going get up with a microphone in front of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, radio was always, I never was shy to be in front of a microphone, but public speaking definitely different. Still learning.
No, but Amy's definitely a lot better. I think we're all better at it because we've had to do it now. Yeah. So anybody have any weird ones in the glass room or no? Ray?
Scared of heights.
You're scared of heights?
Yeah, I can't get up more than 15 feet.
Oh, you have a number on it.
Yeah. I would be fine like basketball hoop, but anything over that, my legs start to shake.
Wow.
Basketball hoop.
How tall is a basketball hoop?
10 feet.
Attaboy. I have a problem I'd like for you guys to weigh in on, okay? Amy, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie. My girlfriend's birthday is coming up next week. It's actually on Monday of next week. So 6 days. So it's Monday night would be whenever we would do something. Now, she has an event Monday night. I was going to fly because I have a work thing on Tuesday that I have to do. I was going to leave and fly on her birthday night. So the question is, do we celebrate it before her birthday or after her birthday? Or do I just have to not go to New York? And I don't know. Because she has to work, too, that night. She's doing, like, this Melissa Etheridge thing where they're playing together or something. I don't know.
This is easy.
Go ahead.
This is an easy solution.
Go ahead.
You celebrate it when you get to it. I'd say later, you know what I mean? Like, you were up front in the beginning. The work comes first, then your dog, then the relationship. And so if it's a week down the road, that's when you celebrate it. If it's 2 weeks down the road because you're both busy, you're both on the road, that's when you celebrate it. My wife wasn't in town on my birthday. I wasn't in town on her birthday. We celebrate whenever you get to it. It's just another day. You can say happy birthday. You fly to New York. You do your thing. She does her Melissa thing. And boom. Problem solved.
Amy?
And that makes sense. Oh.
Okay. It's not just another day. Birthdays are special. And you celebrate it beforehand, either on Saturday or Sunday night, whatever you've got available. Plan something and just go ahead and acknowledge it and honor it before that day. So it's not after. Totally, I say do it before.
Before.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have another angle.
Eddie, yes.
Yeah, I think you should use the excuse that she's working, but say like, man, I had something really big planned, but I'm just not going to be able to do
but
it.
But I did. We were going to do the whole weekend in New York leading up to it.
Exactly, so you milk it. You describe it exactly what you were going to do, and then you're just like, well, we can't do it, so.
And then you do nothing?
Well, the thing is, I rented out this whole ferry. Take us to the Statue of Liberty.
Exactly. Think bigger too.
No.
This is real.
Then I had the words Lindsay written across the Statue of Liberty in light.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and we were gonna take a helicopter from the Statue of Liberty over to the tall building.
You catch what I'm saying.
The Empire State Building.
Yes.
That was decorated in her favorite color.
Yep. The lights said happy birthday, Lindsay.
Yeah, and John Mayer was gonna be there playing guitar for it. It's a whole thing.
I'm talking about. And then you're like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to do all that.
Oh, I just wasted a bunch of money. Who cares, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, just money.
Hanson's going on a 25th anniversary global tour. Why are we mad at Hanson?
Man, because they're annoying. I'll tell you why.
I forget why.
Because they wouldn't come in and play Joy Week 1 year.
That's it.
They
want to get paid. They wanted us to pay for them to come.
No, don't talk like that.
Travel plans.
Know.
Yeah, they wanted us to pay for their travel.
That's
like,
it.
I mean, no,
I don't.
Guys.
Now that I don't remember being angry.
I was angry.
Okay,
because,
that's what I knew. Somebody was mad at Hanson. I didn't know why.
Let's not talk badly about them.
No, we can talk bad about them. They wanted us.
No,
all these other artists came in. No,
they live here.
Okay, look, they were going to get on a national radio show with however many stations. They don't need it?
No, they're doing just fine.
No, they're not doing that fine.
Okay, it was him who was mad.
And so,
I couldn't... Hold on, stop talking for a second. I couldn't remember why I was mad, but I was like, there should be some part of me. I don't remember why I was angry. And I always remember everything. And I was like, why am I mad at Hanson? And then I was like, okay, I can't remember, so it must not be worth it.
That's it.
It wasn't me who was mad. Now it makes sense.
Lunchbox.
It was him.
It was 2 years ago, Joy Week. We invited them in, and they said, you pay for our travel.
I don't think that's what they said.
You're not welcome.
Oh, never mind. I'm happy with Hanson, by the way. Our producer, Morgan, has this friend that was going to be on The Voice. And he was on last night. Remember Morgan? She worked at Olive Garden with the waiter. And anybody watch The Voice except Morgan, or was everybody watching Bachelor?
I was watching Bachelor.
Okay. So your friend was on. And so, do I have a clip of him, Morgan?
You do.
Okay.
I got it. Bottom right pink.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand you are not impressed.
Would you turn your chair around, Lunchbox?
No, he sounds a little whiny.
Take off your party dress.
Eddie?
Yeah, I turn it around.
You turn your...
I think he's got a great voice.
Sometimes Amy? I wish that I could stop you from talking. What do you think?
Good?
Yeah. He didn't make it.
Wow.
What?
He told everybody to watch and he didn't make it? That's the part that was weird to me. He's like, everybody be sure to watch.
Yeah, I thought that was so weird that he like kept pushing Tuna and he didn't get a chair turn. But I thought he was good. I don't know if that was a great song choice.
Yeah, I wonder what they give him and say, hey, you have to do this odd Elvis Costello song that America's not going to know.
Right.
Like, I'm like,
nobody knows Allison.
Again, I'm a music nerd, so I do.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think that most people would know. Like, Amy, do you know that song from Elvis Costello?
No.
Wow, okay.
I just don't think it's a widely known song. Yeah.
But, I mean, I still thought it was good.
Abbott and Costello are singing
groups. Yeah, no.
Oh, come on.
Abbott and Costello.
I thought they were a comedy group.
No, Abbott and Costello.
Oh, my God.
They also have that song, Who's On First? Who's On First?
No, that's
What's
the...
What's On Second?
That's the
What's
Three Stooges.
Second? Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, he did an Abbott and Costello song. Why did he have to do Abbott and Costello? You should ask him.
I will. I think that's just his style of music, really, but...
He loves Abbott and Costello music?
Apparently.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. I said...
I'm not going to Google
you're doing that to him.
Elvis Costello is the artist's name.
Who?
Elvis Costello.
Never heard of him.
Okay, I know. That goodness. Was my point.
I thought you were saying Abbott and Costello, and I was like, man, I could have sworn they
I
were comedy.
I thought he was huge.
Elvis Costello? Nah.
What is he sing?
That one.
Yes. That song.
But what genre of music would you put him in?
Folk, singer-songwriter.
Rock. Really?
I mean...
Like, is he John Mayer type music or what?
Yeah, that's kind of chill.
This is... Yeah, I mean, this is Allison.
That's Allison.
But he's not super...
He kind of wears glasses like Bobby's.
He wears a little bifocal thing.
Does he?
Yeah, that's Elvis Costello.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
It's like triple A type stuff. Anyway. Does this sound terrible to you?
This is bad.
Yeah.
And he's old.
Yeah.
I thought it was some new guy.
No. Although if you played this now, it could sound new. This sounds new, too.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. On Lightning 100, we're going to play the new one here from Abbott and Costello.
Totally.
Hey, thank you for listening.
I love the new sound he's got on this song.
The man is just bringing the retro back. Okay. Game of Thrones is only going to be 13 more seasons, episodes ever. Ever
wow.
Episodes. I know you guys don't watch it, but for us Game of Thrones fans, it's 13 episodes and it's done. And no spinoffs, no anything. Like, I don't know how they're going to finish it that quick. That was kind of big news yesterday. So, nobody cares but me.
Right.
But I'm a nerd, and I also like Elvis Costello. Yeah. When do you go back and do your kid power stuff?
I'm supposed to go once a week, yeah.
Oh, but you haven't been going?
Well, last week was spring break for the college where it's at, and then this week I have appearances all week, so I can't make it.
So Lunchbox actually volunteers, and I think it's an incredible thing. We talk about it on the show, but I think it's a great thing that he does. It's called Kid Power, and tell us about it.
It's a after-school program for kids, the inner-city youth of the city, and they give them a place to go and learn life skills and get help with homework and tutoring.
What do you do?
I'm a mentor. And so I got two kids that I, you know, just kind of hang out with for about 45 minutes each time I go. 45 minutes with one, 45 minutes with the other, and we just kind of hang out and chat, and we set goals, and we teach them about, like, leadership and citizenship.
Look at this guy.
We set goals, and we do a community project every year, and we have character pillars we learn, and I just try to be their friend, really. Just kind of tell them, hey, it's cool, just keep working hard. And yeah, I think I'm pretty awesome at it.
See, you do have this in you to do more.
Yeah.
Like, you have it in your heart to do more.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm really doing anything, because...
Sure you are.
Well, sometimes I try to do their homework. I don't know how to do it.
But you're there for
them.
How
would you do their homework, though?
Well, no, like, help them. Like, we were trying to learn sight words. I don't know what sight words are.
What's a sight word?
It's like words you're supposed to know, like, by sight.
Oh, I don't even know that.
They help them.
Never heard of that.
Exactly. And it's sort of like, how do you teach them how to read? I just know how to read. You know what I mean? It's like in my genes. You know what I mean? Like, it's right in your genes to know this stuff. And it's sort of like Bobby's genes. Like, I do charity work, and I look on Bobby's Twitter, and he has this charity gene every day. It's like, oh, donate to this charity.
I don't have a charity gene.
No, you do. Because yesterday you donated $500 to the Red Cross to support something. I don't even know what you were doing, but you're like, you know what? I'm going to back this. $500 to the Red Cross. I'm like, this dude's charity gene is off the charts. Like, where do you get it from?
I don't think it's a gene. I think if you grow up like I did, and you grow up without a lot, you either hoard it all or you give it all. And I think I'm more of the giver. I feel comfortable giving. I feel weird having things. So I like to give it. I don't think it's a gene thing. I think it's
like, but where did you learn that gene?
I don't think I learned it.
Okay, where did
people gave to me my whole life, or I wouldn't be able to be here. And it wasn't a charity thing. There was a girl on the radio on satellite who got in trouble because the wildfires are happening in the panhandle of Texas. You know, the big wildfires?
Yeah.
And she made a joke, and it was like, this is like the biggest barbecue, or some bit joke. It's not funny.
Oh.
Right. But she went on and apologized. And all I said was, hey, listen, I say stuff all the time that's stupid. And then I go back, and sometimes I have to say I'm sorry. And I said, we can actually learn from this, and good things can come from saying stupid things, as long as you own up to them. God, I mean, I say so many stupid things. So I donated to that and said, hey, everybody, get off her back a bit. And she apologized. She learned. And so I donated and said, hey, here's this. And if anybody else wants to find out, they can and help out. But that's all it was. It was nothing.
Man, because I was just on your Twitter, and I was like, charity gene struck again.
I don't have a gene. It's
like,
not a gene.
The day ends in Y. Bobby's going to donate something to charity.
Man. That's not true.
So then it's pretty
true.
Impressive.
That's not
makes
true.
Me feel bad.
You are learning sight words. You're helping kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You're good. Leave me alone. Now I feel
like on your tombstone, are you gonna be like, like Bobby, Mr. Charity Bones?
No,
Bobby,
I don't.
Big Head. Like, what are we gonna put on there? Bobby.
I don't want a tombstone.
Guys. Hold on.
You can melt me and then never deal with me.
I got
melt
it.
You.
Yeah, I have to make a will. By the way.
Yeah.
Like in the next 30 days.
Okay. All right.
Remember me.
Nah, this isn't turning to that.
I'm just saying.
Hey, did you get tickets to this TED Talk?
No, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. So remember
me.
Are
you coming?
Yeah. Really?
You have tickets?
Yeah. What up?
Who's a friend? Did you get those from the radio station?
How can you get them from the radio station?
Do you have tickets NLR?
No.
Okay. Good. See, why do you lie?
Why do you lie?
Why? Because then everybody thinks I look good. You hit commercial and no one ever knows. But you didn't hit commercial. I thought it was time to go to break. So I was like,
why would you lie about something so trivial?
Oh, because then it's like, man, like it makes these people look bad. It makes me look good because I know Amy doesn't have tickets. I know Eddie doesn't have tickets.
But that's okay. You guys don't have to come watch me talk Friday night. You hear me talk every day for 5 hours.
I understand.
And why
that.
Do you have to make us look bad?
Because that's the name of the game. Make yourself look better.
It's not dog the name eat of
dog. What game is this?
Right?
It's the game of life.
It's a terrible game.
Yeah. Okay. How do you become the CEO? You make the other people look bad.
No. That's the opposite of a TED Talk right there, by the way. That's anti-TED Talk.
I don't know. You might have something.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
It's Christian Bush's birthday. Like, what a awesome dude and, like, super talented guy. So here you go. My top three Christian Bush songs of all time. Number three is actually Christian Bush solo, Trailer Hitch. Here you go.
I don't know why, everybody.
Everybody wanna die rich. Diamonds, champagne, work your way down that list. We try, everybody tries to fit it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch.
That's a jam. Give it away. Number two, because Christian Bush is half of Sugarland. All I Want to Do.
All I Want to Do.
This is a jam, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one. Any guess what my number one is? It's a Sugarland song.
Oh, Dear Mom and Dad.
Mm-mm. Amy, any guess?
Stuck Like Glue.
Mm-mm. Man, I when I heard this song, I was like, wow.
Why don't you stay down on my knees? I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you
who wrote that song, Eddie?
Jennifer Nettles.
Yeah?
She wrote that.
Dang.
Christian produced it, though.
Dang, it's a jam. Sugarland should, like, do, like, a thing where they get back together for a while. Like, I know Christian's got a song out now, too, but...
They for sure need to do that.
Like, Christian's got a record about to come out. This is Sing Along. This is his new song.
I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart.
Happy birthday, Christian Bush. We should get him in. I like this song a lot. This song makes me happy. This one does too, oddly.
Why don't you stay?
Sad songs make me happy, man.
Oddly.
I know. I just love sad songs.
I'm so tired of being lonely.
You know what's funny, too? Because I have the luxury and I have a lot of songwriter friends now that I've developed over the last 2 years. And they write these big hits, and it's really cool, like, getting their brains, because they don't crave the fame.
Mm-hmm.
They like to write songs.
They're creative.
And, you know, they don't want to go on the road. Some of them do. Most of them don't. They want to write the songs. They want to stay around and write. But you know, they're like, man, even, like, some of the artists, when you write a song like Stay, you write it yourself, and you write it, and you feel so vulnerable because you're writing it out there. Like, the average listener doesn't hear that and think about the real story.
Yeah.
Like, the artist, like, you know, I'm putting this story out there and it's so vulnerable. But really, we hear a song, we don't hear the real message behind mm-hmm. it, really. We just hear a good song. We sing it along.
Yeah.
But we don't really feel, like, really what sometimes what the songwriter puts into it.
But the cool thing is we do feel what we get out of it. Like, if it reminds us of something in our life, then that's what we take from it.
What do you take from Stay?
I don't know.
Why don't you stay?
I don't know.
Like, cause it's about, like she, the dude is, like, with her. She's the side chick, right?
Okay.
Isn't that right?
I don't know. I don't really listen to it.
Hit it.
Let's see. Play it. Let's
no,
figure
I'm
this
almost
thing
positive.
Out.
I'm almost positive it is. Like, she's the side chick, and she's like, I don't need you to go back to go to your wife.
Yikes.
Like, why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees.
Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired. She calls you to go. There is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay?
What do you get out of that, Eddie?
I mean, I don't know if she's he's married or he's got...
But my will is getting stronger. And I think I know just what I have to do. I've given you my best. Why does she get the best of you? So the next time
oh,
you find
okay.
You
This is an old song, guys.
Yeah, but I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Could she be the wife?
Yes, I think
and
she
he's
could be.
Going to the side chick so. When the side
Looking
chick calls.
Up, I'm almost positive.
I think he's right.
What?
I think she's the wife.
Really? Yeah.
Like, why are you leaving me for another girl?
Yes, like I've been in this relationship for years. Like,
I mean, I think that's it.
I don't know. That's what
regardless,
I,
my point is somebody hey, what somebody connects to
what,
that.
What makes you feel? What does that make you feel like?
I mean, just sad.
I like oh, sad.
That's fine. Sadness, dude. Like, yeah. That should never be a thing. Well, but it happens, and somebody's relating to it. Tell you that much.
But then she wrote it, and then it's like, oh, is she going through this?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lunchbox, go ahead.
It was written from the perspective of a wife whose husband is cheating on
oh,
her.
Oh, I Boom. Missed it. Dang.
Boom. See, that's interesting. You took it
Dang,
the other way.
I took it side chick.
You took a sad side chick angle. That's interesting.
Wow. Is that true, Lunchbox?
Yeah, the song was written 4 years ago
man.
And inspired by Reba McEntire's Whoever's in New England.
Oh, so it wasn't written about her life then. Hey, dude, you're squinting so hard.
You squint all the time.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure. I want to make sure I get it
no.
right.
And that's how you make sure you squint?
Yeah.
No, well, dude, you might need glasses.
No, I'm supposed to wear glasses.
Okay.
Then why don't you?
I'm not to that point yet in my life.
Lunchbox has something he'd like to say.
Okay, further down this article, it says she decided to write the song from the other woman's perspective.
So it is a side.
Nettles was overwhelmed with emotions and says the song pretty much wrote itself.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Stay was written from the perspective of the side chick.
Why don't you
That's what I thought, then you convinced me otherwise.
Well, this article, but I didn't read the whole article. I read one paragraph, and I was like, yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I was taking context clues.
Sight words?
Sight words.
She calls you to go.
So, it is written as the woman
side chick.
Who's cheating.
That's a deep song.
Yeah, it's the jam.
That's a new one.
No, it's not.
Why don't you stay?
Hey, we need to get Christian Bush. Happy birthday, Christian Bush.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
So yeah, Sharon's new album broke a global streaming record. The most streamed in a single week with 375 million globally. The Weeknd had the record before that. Obviously, it's a pretty new record. And it keeps getting beat. Holy cow. The album sold over 450,000 copies in just the U.S., a lot of music being sold there, man. So, congrats to Ed Sheeran. I think that guy's going to make it.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah, me. We're done with the show. Amy, what's up with you today?
Just hanging out with family and running some errands and doing different things.
Yeah, Lunchbox?
Oh, you know what I'm going to be doing. The nap circuit's calling my name, and I got another work appearance I got to make, so.
Dang, you must be making some money, dude.
I mean, some of us got to work around here to pay the
bills.
Yeah,
we all do.
Yeah. I'm out there every day, just on the grind.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is part of that fine Lunchbox thing that just started happening.
Get lucky with Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is. Oh, I wonder why I had all these appearances. That's good, though. Do you get paid for that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
On the
I'm
grind.
Saying. You know, what are you doing?
I'm on the grind.
Let me go.
I'm always on.
Well,
why would you ask me and then make fun of me?
Because no, I'm not. I'm
no,
not
gonna, you see how he's doing his hand?
I'm not going
to make fun of
you.
I just have a lot to do today.
I mean, I got a conference call. I got to work
like
on my
them.
TED Talk. I got
to
work on my second book.
That.
I got to work on my piano. I'm going to work
true.
On the guitar. I may see my girlfriend. I'll watch an episode of The Office. I'll eat chicken. I'll see Major Payne. And
that's
I'll go
true.
To sleep at 5 o'clock because I'm weird.
And then people get upset at us when we make fun of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He asked. This is the God's honest truth. He asked me what I was going to do after I asked him what he was going to do, which I thought was a pretty regular human communication.
Yes.
Yeah, but I felt
and
like you
goes,
wanted me to answer.
Then he goes, what are you going to do? Let me just say what you're going to do because you're so lame.
I didn't say because you're so lame.
But you, okay.
I say it all.
But yes, he was making fun, right? We all agree?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was being nice. You look tired. You've been carrying the show for the last 4 hours, five hours.
That.
So
right.
I was trying to.
We'll see you guys on Wednesday's show. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll be here.
Listen to the whole show back. Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Thank you.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.